Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
Let's come on. Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio Studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Peoria to Pinehurst, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
How is everybody doing out there? So glad you're with us. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. The tour continues. The permission granted to tour. Hashtag back to Boise. We are broadcasting live from Dutch Bros on Milwaukee. You can come out and watch the show. There's a series of chairs and tables and umbrellas out here right at the drive-through window of Dutch Bros. Outdoors, beautiful, wonderful night slash early morning. And we will be here live all morning long. Myself and my compadre, Andrew Bogish, will be here for the next 4 hours because our Boise tour continues to much fanfare, to much excitement and energy. In fact, we've got listeners who are parked in this parking lot for the last hour and a half. They camped out here like it's Lollapalooza just to make sure they said hello to the great Andrew Bogish, a kind sir. So we are locked and we are loaded. We are ready to go all morning long. Yesterday was just about as much of a day of adventure and absurdity and adrenaline and adventure as I have ever had. I will detail and break down my day in a place called Hell's Canyon on the Snake River, and my day not only traversing rapids, but also fishing for dinosaurs. We'll do that coming up a little bit later on in the morning. Throughout this morning, like I said, you can stop on by, say hello, watch the show. And we are, because we are of the people, and because Dutch Bros want to be of the people as well, and because our wonderful affiliate here, KTIK The Ticket, 93.1, and family wants to be of the people, our first listeners, our first guests, our loyal D-aliens that come here earlier than anybody else will be bestowed a prize pack, wonderful gifts, a bouquet of roses, a bounty of goodness. So if you're riding around, you're just getting up, and you can get down here soon, get down here soon because we can hook you up as a thank you for coming out to check us out. We've got a wonderful morning of guests this morning and an awesome show lined up for you. Number one, we've got Cam Chancellor who's going to join us. Yes, Seahawks legend Cam Chancellor, Legion of Boom Cam Chancellor, Super Bowl champion Cam Chancellor. He's going to join us, which is perfect today because tons of Hawks fans here in the area and here in the town and city, in the city and around the town. We'll talk to Cam Chancellor coming up in hour number four. Also, college football with former Notre Dame All-American running back Reggie Brooks. Reggie's going to join us in hour number three. And we're floating on this next guest, our third guest. Not sure exactly when he's going to call in. That's what makes this perfect. He was our fishing boat, jet boat captain yesterday who helped us land said dinosaur fish. Captain Jeff is supposed to call in at some point in hour number two. I'm not sure he slept. He might live in Hell's Canyon. He might live under the water in Hell's Canyon in the Snake River for all I know. But he's also scheduled to join us to give us a blow-by-blow of yesterday's events. So stick around for that. Stay tuned for that. Elsewhere this morning on the show this hour, Florida State Seminoles fans already antsy after Mike Norvell and that 0-2 start of that disaster against Jacksonville State. So people are talking about a NFL Hall of Famer slipping into that role. Is that possible? In 40 minutes, we'll look at the NFL lines for this week number two and what's the most interesting numbers from Vegas. Of course, the USC Urban Meyer train is in full kind of consideration and speculation mode. We'll do that, whether there's legitimacy there. Aaron Rodgers, is he making excuses after Sunday's disaster? We also have a Major League Baseball National League MVP that's walking away that has a very checkered past and career, and all of the usual bells and whistles and ridiculousness that is the mothership. We have landed in Boise. I was here on Monday night. Andrew Bogish, the kind sir, joined us on Wednesday night. So last night he got in. He's next to me. He's ready for headlines. He's ready for the action. This is his first chance to come to Boise. I feel like I've lived a lifetime here already, just this week, frankly. I think I aged 16 years this week alone. But Andrew Bogish, welcome to the Mountain West.
DA, this has been remarkable. I haven't even been here for 12 hours yet, and I'm cool to move here. In fact, the first person that showed up said he's about to move to the Catskills closer to us in New York. Had I known that, I might have offered to do some kind of trade. I could have taken his property here. Yep. He could have went to Long Island. Yeah. And everybody wins. This place is remarkable.
Yeah, I think that there's a life swap to happen between you and Daryl, who is here at 2 a.m. local time. I think he was sleeping in his car, so I think that you guys should do a life swap. Also, here's the easiest way to engender yourself to the community. Don't tell anybody it's awesome here. Everybody in Boise is like, we love you guys. We're so happy you're here. We're really, really excited to show you around. But if you tell anybody it's awesome here, we're going to kill you. You'll never leave. You're going to be in a body bag. So just be like, yeah, it sucks here. Total pollution. People are terrible. Traffic's ungodly awful. And then, like, the rest of the time you're here, you're like, this place is the best.
Yeah, I guess I have a similar lesson. I feel like I should tell people they don't need to be this nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to not be this cordial and this environment. They can, you know, they can rough it up a little bit.
Yeah.
They don't need to be super nice. Just nice would be okay. But that is part of the allure why I don't like it here, because everyone's too nice.
Yeah, something's up.
Yeah, something's not
from
right.
New York, something is not right. These people are just not right. Wait, said good morning to me? Wait, what's your problem? What's your problem? You on drugs? You said good morning to me?
It's a really long play. They get you here, and then everything turns, and you realize it's a trap.
That's right. We are broadcasting from Dutch Bros on Milwaukee, so come down, say hello, check us out, hang out, get some coffee, and enjoy your morning here before you got to go to the gym, before you got to go to the work or what have you, or on your flip side, on the way after going to the gym or getting ready on your way to work or what have you. We're here for the next 4 hours or so. Okay, so we got news. Speaking of Boise, former Boise State standout and second-round draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys, DeMarcus Lawrence, is now gone. He's got a fracture in his foot, and he's done now for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And so a Cowboys season that already had plenty of question marks on it now has another one, broken foot out 6 to 8, and he is obviously their most important defensive player. You have Dak Prescott coming back off of his injury, although he looked wonderful in the week number one loss against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But Lyle Collins, He's now out for a number of weeks as well. And the Dallas Cowboys are wondering, you know, what else can go wrong? Collins is out for a 5-game suspension. The defense of the Cowboys looked absolutely atrocious at times against Tom Brady and the Bucs. And the Cowboys now lose their most important defensive piece, of which they could not afford, because also you're looking at Randy Gregory, who has been out of the lineup. So what happens now to the Cowboys, a Cowboys franchise and a Cowboys season that already came into this year with questions? Are we looking at now a situation where the Cowboys are doomed again? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
When it rains, it pours. And it's raining down, and it's raining sideways, and it's raining up with the latest news on DeMarcus Lawrence, the Pro Bowl defensive end who left Cowboys practice at the Star here in Frisco on Wednesday with a foot issue. And I'm told there's concern. Maybe the concern is reflected in the fact that Tank was supposed to do a post-game media visit with DFW Media and us, and they canceled that. That speaks maybe to the seriousness of this.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
So that was Cowboys reporter Mike Fisher, who joined the CBS Sports Radio affiliate 105.3 The Fan in Dallas yesterday before the severity of the injury was known. Again, it's a broken foot, and that means he's out 6 to 8 weeks. There's a lot of bad news about this. There might be some good news, depending on if you are a percentage glass half full Cowboys fan or Cowboys observer. Of course, the bad is everything that is obvious. It's a defense that was absolutely horrendous last year. It was a game number one against Tom Brady and the Bucs, where the Cowboys had a chance multiple times that game to potentially ice it, and the defense could not get that stop. Could not get that turnover, and now you take out their best pass rusher to a front seven that gave up gobs of yards and huge plays and tons of points last year. And so the Cowboys, who do one thing relatively well on defense, which is create turnovers, loses a guy that is crucial in creating turnovers in terms of pass rushing the quarterback and forcing mistakes, etc. Number two, your schedule is unforgiving. You start with the Buccaneers, you're 0-1. You travel to the Chargers this Sunday. We know how dynamic the Chargers offense can be with Justin Herbert. Week number three, you've got the only team in the division that looked really good on Sunday, which is the Philadelphia Eagles. You do get them at home for the home opener, but the Eagles were the one team on a Monday night you'll get in the NFC East that looked pretty good, and Jalen Hurts as an offensive weapon looked very good. And so you start with the three potential opponents that, you know what, losing DeMarcus Lawrence for any significant amount of time, that's a big bullet against you. After that, you're against the Carolina Panthers. You do get that at home, but Sam Darnold looked pretty good last week against the Jets. You're home against the Giants. You should force like 17 Daniel Jones turnovers no matter what. But then you're at New England after that. That's how you start your season. So that's the 6 games that minimum DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be out before the bye week. You know, it's not crazy to think that the Cowboys start off 2-4 there going into your bye, and already you're playing catch-up and you're chasing. That's the glass half empty. That's the reality. That's the unfortunate reality that the Cowboys find themselves in. I think the glass half full perspective is, I just don't think anybody in this division is running away with it. I don't think if you start 2-4, you could start 1-5. It's a terrible way to start if you're 1-5, and I'm not saying that that's necessarily on the table, but if it's that bad, I don't believe the Giants are going to somehow catch fire and end up winning 10 games. I don't believe Washington, certainly without Ryan Fitzpatrick, has that potential either. And I highly doubt the version of the Eagles that we saw on Sunday is the real week-to-week Eagles. I think it had more to do with an opener against an awful, brutal team like the Falcons than it had to do with the Eagles, you know, ending up being a great team this year. So the division will keep you in it. It'll keep you in it. But look, you know, does a Cowboys season survive If you start 2-4, if you start 1-5 before the bye, I mean, the pressure on Mike McCarthy is enormous. Nobody trusts McCarthy, including myself, as a solution to the Cowboys anyway. Ezekiel Elliott continues to get less and less effective as his career wears on. Dak Prescott feels like he'll have to take on shoulder more of the burden than ever. And is he ready for that? I mean, he looked like that in week number one, but does that wear on him? And a defense that, you know, that gives up 30 to 35 points regularly is going to be, you know, absolutely crushed by the local and national media. So I'm not saying that DeMarcus Lawrence ends up ending the season in week number two. That's far too dramatic. But is it a brutal blow to a team that can't really survive a brutal blow? Yeah. And then you had Zach Martin with the COVID list last week. Randy Gregory, who is dealing with the same thing. And now DeMarcus Lawrence is out and Lyle Collins has a suspension. It's just a Cowboys season that couldn't afford to get off to such a rocky start. And it kind of means that Dak Prescott probably will have to do what he did in week number one each and every week. This Sunday, you don't want to start off 0-2, but they got to travel to L.A. to take on the Chargers. That game is a CBS game, Cowboys and Chargers, in the late window on Sunday. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me and tweet at me there, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. Our audience is collecting now outside Dutch Bros on Milwaukee and Boise. This place is open 24-7, and the drive-thru, Bogues, is also open. And so we're wondering, should we just have Pete the Body Bilotti down the line order whatever he wants over the speakers here, and they can hear it in the drive-thru, and then maybe they can quickly send it passenger pigeon back to the studios.
I think that's a win on two fronts.
Okay.
One, it'd be hilarious to hear Pete yell through our speakers to the drive-thru, but then also Pete wouldn't actually get the free thing that he always is petitioning for. Like, there'd be a great coffee, a muffin top for Pete, but it'd be in Idaho, not in Manhattan. So everybody wins.
Come on, you didn't tell me it was in Idaho. And what did you order, by the way?
As I mentioned the other day, I've done a full scout. I come prepared. Okay. So I looked at all the restaurants near the hotel.
You're a student of the game.
Yes. Today is the beginning of the beer tour for me. So I have scouted out multiple menus, knew we were coming to Dutch Bros. I've had my order for 48 hours.
Okay.
This is a new cinnamon swirl oat milk latte.
Okay.
I believe it's part of like the fall flavor reveal, but it's delicious. And it's also cold this morning. I haven't been cold in a long time in the summer in New York, so a nice warm coffee is perfect.
Right now. This part of the country is a little cold at night, which is awesome. So we're feeling good. We're doing well. There's a little crisp in the air before it's going to heat up, and the sun's going to come out a little bit later on in the morning. So we're excited to be here at Dutch Bros. Come by, stop by, and we got some stuff, some little goodies for the first D-Aliens and audience members that want to come out and join us this morning. When we come back here on the DA show for Florida State, a disastrous first 2 weeks. You know, week number one, the loss against Notre Dame, not a big deal because you come back, you make that a game. That was a lot of fun. National TV, Labor Day weekend, he got some juice, and Mike Norvell's kind of filling the glow. And then week number two happens, and it's an absolute...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Abject disaster and humiliation. And so, you know what happens at Florida State? Lose a game like that, and it's, who's the next coach? Is it a potential Pro Football Hall of Famer and legend? We'll discuss that coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome inside a Thursday morning edition, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. And the podcasts of the DA Show, always available if you miss anything or want to hear it again. The full 4 hours are available. The best of the show is available. And the PGP is available, which we recorded yesterday. The Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show. Just go to your favorite podcast platform, search The DA Show. Subscribe, rate, and review, and then you've got DA on demand each and every day. We are live at Dutch Bros in Boise on Milwaukee, broadcasting live this morning. And the early folks are out here, Bogues. A crowd is assembling. Amazing to see our audience out here, the Loyal DA Aliens, out in the local 4 a.m. hour. We've got goodies. We've got gift cards for those that are the early birds here.
I don't know that I like my family enough to be awake and outside at this time to see them do anything. So I am honored, impressed, blushing that everyone is here right now.
Is it possible they don't like their family either, which is why they're here with us at 4 a.m.?
I think that could be part of it. They don't like their job. They don't like their family. They're just doing this to not do something else. I think that's definitely on the table. But still, they chose us to avoid whatever they don't like. So still, we should be honored.
Absolutely. We are very, very thankful. And the audience here, everybody that's here to hang out with us is very, very cool. And we appreciate being here and being part of the love around here. And that's basically the core of the PGP this week is the heartbreaking realization for Mraz that he does not get this week's worth of love. You know, he is fueled by attention. And if you ever showed him appreciation, as he always says, all I need is a cookie. It's like, oh, okay, so you're... You're a toddler. You know, he motivates you through gifts and food. But it is killing him because 3 years ago, for 4 days and nights, he was serenaded by an audience that told him how much he was the best. And now he's not getting that injection into his soul, and it's killing him.
And he has already signed off on me on social media. I mean, I don't even think I've been overwhelming with being in Boise, but he's already gone to, we get it, you're in Boise,
oh,
tweets.
Wow, that was quick.
It's Thursday morning. It's a show 126 minutes old. He's officially done now.
You're already sick of AB Mraz?
I mean, does he need to take a picture of every stop sign that exists in the city of Boise and post it on social media? I think it's a little much now. Relax.
You got to remember, though. His CBS Sports Radio origin story is with the Feinstein Show. So it's like he's lived 17 lives and survived them all, Mraz. He's excited just to see a stop sign outside the studio.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be excited, but sitting in my chair when you see him posting basically every person breaking wind in Boise and saying, good to be here, it gets to be a little much after 12 hours.
It was one picture of the mountains.
Yeah, how dare you.
You might be sensitive here, buddy.
Enjoy your coffee, enjoy your latte, enjoy your couple days, all right? Leave me alone.
I also didn't need to see you walking onto the transitioning flight as well.
Well, even Pete's salty now.
Well, who didn't see that one coming? Pete, you want a muffin top? We can yell to it real quick.
Mraz, at least you should be happy that the Cowboys season is taking on water by week number two.
This is fantastic. I love it. We're back in the game to try to win a division at six wins. I love this, so it's going to be a fun year.
You're ready for a 6-11 NFC East championship?
Let's go. Get the host on Wild Card Weekend. I'm very thrilled about it.
What's amazing is that in college football, the pendulum swings so dramatically. And it is 1 week you are a hero, and the next week you are an absolute bum, and there is no in between. College football is not defined by patience, logistics, practicality, being pragmatic. No, it's all about how I feel in the moment, and that's the only thing I will ever feel. And so after week number one, Mike Norvell, who was kind of on the hot seat already at Florida State, even though he's only been there for about 5 minutes anyway, playing, Notre Dame, and they're trailing late, and you're like, oh, okay, and Florida State fans are going, when are we ever going to turn this thing around? It's been years of disaster with Willie Taggart, et cetera. And since Jimbo left, even the last season of Jimbo was a nightmare as well. Jimbo left before the season was over, and it's kind of the cascade of failure since then. And so then they have that comeback, and they have Mackenzie Milton as this amazing comeback, former star at UCF, this inspirational quarterback, and this amazing story coming back and forcing overtime. And, Doak Walker is just, or Doak Campbell, rather, is just going crazy. And Tallahassee is now finally alive again, and Florida State feels like they might be back. And even though they lose in overtime to Notre Dame, you're still wondering, okay, well, I guess Mike Norvell might have, the turning point here for his program. And then week number two happens, and they allow the bomb to Jacksonville State, and Jacksonville State on the final play of the game breaks in the open open field, and they end up, winning this football game on this broken play and this ridiculous pass and this awful defense played by Florida State. And Mike Norvell says, this is on me. And now suddenly 1 week later, we've got to fire Mike Norvell. He's a disaster. He's a bum. Who's next? How about Deion Sanders? And, Deion is a Florida State alum and a hero, a legend, of course. And he's coaching at Jackson State, not Jacksonville State. And, to me, this is just no. This is let's give Deion a little space here to prove himself as a head coach before Florida State goes out and, buys out Mike Norvell and it ends up trying to land, Deion Sanders. I understand the allure of a legend like Deion. I understand that Deion brings with him a certain excitement and a celebrity and a nostalgia to the good times. And look, last year at Jackson State, Deion had a winning season, 4-3. Not great, but fine. But there's people in the college football universe, Bruce Feldman, one of them, that kind of connected the dots and wondered if Deion Sanders might get a call from the Florida State administration. I think you got to give both sides here a little patience. And I realize that's very difficult. And what happened to FSU on Saturday was unacceptable. I mean, there's just no way that team can be situated like that on defense and let that happen. It can't happen. But you only gave Norvell 1 year after his years at Memphis last season before you're going to jump down his throat. I mean, again, it's an unacceptable defensive breakdown. But losing to Notre Dame was expected, and you've got the rest of this season to go. I don't think this is the time, A, to be firing Norvell already, because you have so little consistency and stability right now as it is with the program. Number two, we don't know if Deion Sanders is a good coach or not. We have no idea. Again, he's got a name, but a guy like Penny Hardaway, who's a head coach of Memphis in college basketball, brings with him that name and that same type of nostalgia for greatness. But Penny had roots within the AAU system of recruiting and was a high school basketball coach. So there was some experience. We have no idea what Deion is as a recruiter long term, as he is as a head coach long term, as he is as a guy that can oversee a staff long term. I mean, give Deion a little bit of space, give Norvell a little bit of space. You don't fire him yet, even though that was a disaster. You have to wait and see how at least season number two goes, because also season number one is such a question mark because of COVID anyway, and only playing 9 games last season, only 8 in the ACC. So I think both sides, it's way premature in conversations about Deion to Florida State. Standing by is the kind sir, which is how everybody knows you here in Boise, saying, hey, is that the kind sir? Yeah, that's the kind sir. Andrew Bogish, who has our headlines this morning.
Indeed, these headlines are sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. It's the one when you got to get stuff done, drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes, last for hours, tastes great too. 5-Hour Energy. Things got a little tighter in the NL West last night, thanks to the Padres.
Profar swings, hits it in the air to deep left field, forget it, gonna go! Two-run homer, Jerks and Profar. What a battle with Quintana. And the Padres finally added their lead at 7-3 here in the seventh.
That's Jesse Agler on Padres Radio. San Diego, a 9-6 win to snap the Giants' nine-game winning streak. The Dodgers, meanwhile, took care of Arizona 5-3 to climb within a game and a half of those Giants in the NL West. The Pods, meanwhile, remain a game behind the Cardinals for the second NL wild card. St. Louis, an 11-4 thumping of the Mets for a five-game win streak. New York is now five back for that second wild card. The Braves losing 3-2-10 to Colorado while the Phillies fought off the Cubs 6-5, so a Philly 3.5 back now of Atlanta in the NL East. Over in the AL, the Yankees got by the O's 4-3 after the Jays and Red Sox won in the afternoon, so those three remain in their virtual tie for the two AL wild cards. The A's outscored the Royals 12-10, and the Astros beat the Rangers 7-2. So, DA, I still don't know what time it is after all of that traveling yesterday. It's dark. We're on the radio now. But I do know we get an early start to Thursday Night Football. I'm excited for that 6 o'clock kickoff.
It's the best.
Giants in Washington tonight. Saquon Barkley officially questionable, but expected to play for the second time in 5 days.
I don't think the schedule's ideal for coming back off a major knee injury to have two games back-to-back, but that's what it is. That's what's in front of me, and that's the challenge I have to face.
I will take Bradley.
The Giants will be with outside end Evan Ingram and guard Shane Lemieux for this one. Kickoff is 6:20 Mountain Time. Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence reportedly out 6 to 8 weeks with the breaking of foot in practice yesterday. And as Dee has already mentioned, Dallas may also face the Chargers Sunday without Randy Gregory, who remains on the COVID list. The Bucks have named Lisa Byington their TV play-by-play voice. She's the first woman to be the lead voice of one of our major men's pro teams. WNBA yesterday, the Sun burned the Liberty 98-69 for their 13th straight win. New York has dropped 8 in a row, clinging to playoff possibilities with one game to go in the regular season. And MLS last night, Joseph Martinez scored twice as Atlanta United blitzed FC Cincinnati 4-0. Atlanta's won 6 of 7, and DC United took care of Chicago Fire FC 3-0 with Ole Kamara scoring all three of those DC goals. DA, back to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Bogues. As I mentioned before, yesterday was quite the adventure. We began the morning in McCall, which is a couple of hours north of Boise. Beautiful wilderness, mountain resort town. Got the lake. You have Lake Payette, so where you have the summer that people can go there and enjoy the water. You have the winter because there's a beautiful ski mountain up there as well. And so we were there yesterday morning. Wonderful town. And then we made our way into the wilderness, even deeper into the wilderness, and Snake River and Hell's Canyon. And we went fishing yesterday and, you know, went through the rapids on Snake River, and it was just amazing on this incredible jet boat tour via Kilgore Adventures. And so our captain from the boat yesterday, Jeff, is, I mean, truly of the mountains. He is of Snake River. I think, again, he might live probably at the bottom of that river. We're going to try to get him on the show this morning because the day that was yesterday was insane. I posted a number of pictures of our day on the river, and so you can check that out via my Instagram account. You can follow me there and look at the craziness. I am still trying to upload pictures from my Apple iCloud because they took a bunch of pictures when I, you know, had fish on the line, and I've got pictures of everybody else when they've got fish on the line, but the day that was insane. So you can follow me on Instagram and check out the pictures there at Damon Amendo, and full details coming of the day that it was yesterday, because I know a lot of you guys have asked, you know, how was McCall? How was fishing? How was Hell's Canyon? And I've got a full breakdown coming. When we come back after the break, scouring how Vegas looks at week number 2 of the NFL gives us a few very interesting nuggets and tidbits and angles on Sunday in the NFL. We're going to give you the most interesting line and some of the most interesting numbers to come out of this upcoming weekend via Vegas next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Trying to find the right words to say.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember that the DA Show is available on your phone. You can always stream us using the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app. That's easy enough. Both of them are free. The Odyssey app, you can pause, rewind, and fast forward your DA Show listening, which is very cool. Also, you can watch us at watchda.com. That's mobile friendly. Yes, we are out here at Dutch Bros in beautiful Boise, Idaho, broadcasting live this morning under the lights. So come on out and check us out and say hello. And some of the early birds are getting some gift cards here to Dutch Bros. And we just had a listener named Scott drop on by. And Scott brought his T-shirt from the first time we were here 3 years ago, the Permission Granted Tour number one, the original. So he's out here saying hello. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. You got the T-shirt and everything. He's in his Boise State gear. He's ready for the game. He says, yeah, look, I got the old T-shirt. It's even got holes in it. And I'm thinking, well, I guess you wear it a lot. You know, that's pretty cool. It's your go-to T-shirt. He said, no, I've been tased in it.
And now, then the follow-up is, why did you get tased?
Well, the follow-up was, do I want to know
why
you
true.
Were tased? Am I allowed to be talking? Are you on parole right now?
Should we
now?
Step back? Is the barrier not far enough away from the set?
What the hell did you do in a DA Show T-shirt where your life, you got tased? He goes, oh, let me show you the video. Oh, you got tased.
And they can give you the body cam footage? You can get that of your own arrest? How does that work?
Yeah, it was a court TV case.
I was on Judge Judy.
He's got two guys around him and a padded wall. Okay, so he was training to use a taser, so they got to use a taser on you so that you know how it feels.
I mean, that's something on its own right. It's like, what's the job description? Well, you're going to have to get tased. Well, I'm out. Never mind. I'll see myself out. Thanks.
Insurance seems great. Yeah. Yeah. No, insurance sounds like a good career path. So Scott is facing a cushion wall. Looks like it's in a gym of some sort. And he's got two guys on either side of him holding him up from his shoulders and his elbows. Just tased in the back. And falls face first. They catch him. It's like a trust fall. Face first, though.
And got him there, right in the DA.
And there he is with a DA Show shirt. Right, got him right in the DA.
Who knew you made shirts with perfect targets for those who had to be tased to get a job?
I've always said this. When you do this show, you kind of don't know who listens. You kind of hope that you do a show that resonates with an audience, and you kind of hope that you fill somebody's day with some type of laughter or happiness or thoughtfulness or something like that. I always say, if I can make people laugh and make people think once a day, I feel like I've done my job. And then when you actually run into listeners, it is so really rewarding because you get to put faces and names to the visions of, you know, what you try to do every day. And it's incredibly rewarding to come out here to Boise and to meet so many people that love the show and wake up with the show and it's part of their normal day. And it's also remarkably rewarding to learn that when we are doing a DeMarcus Lawrence take to open up the show, it is connecting with a human being that is getting tased in our T-shirt.
Yeah, he's just coming to from being tased. That's a good point. The NFC East does suck.
That's a really good point. That pass rush is going to suffer, TA. Oh, my God. My skeleton hurts right now. Yeah. I was just electric.
His left leg is twitching, but he's breaking down Boise State, Oklahoma State for the weekend.
I don't know if the Cowboys can get to 10 wins.
As long as Aikman plays well. Well, you're almost not back yet.
Week number two of the NFL season is here. It starts off tonight with Washington and the Giants. That game is in Washington at FedEx Field, where poo-poo pipes have broken. If you're going to tonight's game, wear a raincoat, even if it's a beautiful night and there's not a cloud in the sky. You're going to want some rain cover for what happened last week.
I think there's still some snow from the winter they've got tucked away somewhere for their pipe burst.
That's right. So that's tonight, and Washington's favored by 3.5 points. I start with Merez here. Merez, does Washington with Taylor Heinicke deserve to be favored by 3.5 points against anybody these days?
Probably not, but I don't know what you do. You got to give them 3 points for being home on a short week, and the Giants had one of the more atrocious performances of week one, so I guess it makes sense. Although it's ironic because Washington's the only team Daniel Jones does beat, so that's weird.
Well, that is the thing. Daniel Jones has, what, 6 wins in his career, and 4 of them are against Washington?
50% of Daniel Jones' career wins are against Washington. He's never lost to Washington.
So he owns Washington. How could Washington be the 3.5-point favorite here?
Even when everybody bragged about Washington's defense last year, the one quarterback they kept losing to was Daniel Jones.
Trent Dilfer's only seen Daniel Jones play against Washington, hence his point this week.
I think Daniel Jones could be one of the best players in the NFL, assuming he plays Washington 9 times a season. I'm looking at these lines, Mraz, and one thing really stands out to me. After the debacle that was the Packers on Sunday, on a neutral site against Jameis Winston, who threw for 5 touchdowns on less than 150 yards passing, the Packers are an 11-point favorite at home against the Lions. I realize Detroit is supposed to be one of the worst teams of the NFL. Certainly, at times last week, they did against San Francisco, but they did claw their way back in that game. And I don't think that the Packers deserve the respect of being an 11-point favorite against anybody. That's kind of a shockingly high number for the Packers to be favored by on Monday night, is it not?
It is, but it's their home opener, and I think that the thought process to be Aaron Rodgers off of losses is pretty good in the last 5 years, and there's got to be a big middle finger game for him. Hey, you didn't believe in me, here I come back. But I get your point. Still a division game. Don't you have to prove something if they're only scoring 3 points? They scored the least amount of points in football in week 1. 11.5 is a big number. But, I mean, D.A., Bogus, if we all had to make a bet right now, I think we'd all lay the points.
I think so. And look, it's distinctly possible that the Packers win by 2 touchdowns, and it's a fine win. It's not a destruction of the Lions, and they cover the points. But that just feels like a weird amount of respect to give a team that looked like absolute dog food on Sunday, even as bad as the Lions might be. And I don't know if you believe that Dan Campbell has maybe changed something around, that they kept fighting. I'm a little hesitant on doing that. I kind of felt like it was more that the Niners created their own mistakes, and they kind of let the Lions come back into it. But do you give credence to the idea that maybe Dan Campbell has given them a spirit or a fight that they haven't had?
You could have a spirit and a fight and play games tighter and come back, but you also need, bodies to win these games. And ultimately, you're going to put Jared Goff in some sort of shootout versus Aaron Rodgers. You're going to fail every time.
The other number that stands out to me, at least, is this Browns number. Because the Buccaneers are favored by 12.5 points against the Falcons at home. Okay, Buccaneers look great week number 1. Falcons look like absolute dog food. But then it's basically the same number for the Browns at home against the Texans. It's the Browns by 12.5. Now, we all know the Browns are better than the Texans. We all know that, you give a team 3 points because they're at home. So the Browns are in their home opener, and they played well against the Chiefs. But are we supposed to believe that the separation between the Buccaneers and the Falcons is the same as the Browns and the Texans? I mean, the Texans didn't look terrible last week. They won that game. Tyrod Taylor didn't look terrible at all. And the Browns are much better. But is the separation the same between the Bucs and the Falcons and the Browns and the Texans?
I can't imagine. It is startling to see the Cleveland Browns little helmet next to a spread where they're laying 12.5 points. It is completely startling. But that's how little people think of the Texans. And I think playing the Jaguars week 1 may have skewed people to think, oh, maybe the Texans aren't as bad as we think. They are really bad. The only thing I would say about this, if there's any quarterback who really understands that Browns defense and how to pick them apart, shouldn't it be Tyrod Taylor, who practiced against them for how long before Baker Mayfield took over? A lot of those same guys are still back there. That is a major number to lay for the Browns.
I don't feel comfortable with the Browns laying 12.5 in almost any regard, but didn't the Texans win on Sunday? What would this number have been if the Texans lost like a lot of people expected? I mean, would it have been like Browns by 18? I mean, that like in the NFL, a double-digit spread is pretty insane. The Texans won the football game on Sunday.
Right.
What could this have been if the Texans lost?
If the Texans receive the ball Sunday and just score on the first drive, you're already talking about a spread where you're playing from 19.5 at that point just by tacking on the 7. It's an incredibly large number.
It's a huge number. Is there anything else that jumps out at you from these?
Yes, one, and it's a very small number. Who are the Bears and Andy Dalton to be favored against anybody, let alone Joe Burrow and the Bengals, who showed a little spunk and fight, holding on after they collapsed and beating the Vikings? Bears are laying at 1.5 points. It's at home. I get it. But the Bengals moved on from Andy Dalton for a reason. Now Andy Dalton is favored versus them in a game on Sunday? That doesn't sit right with me.
That's an interesting one, and I feel as though the Patriots will be overvalued all season long. My sense is that if you bet against the Patriots on the number almost every week, by the end of the season, you'd be a winner, because the Patriots are favored by 6 points on the road against the Jets. Did the Patriots look that good against the Dolphins? I mean, I know that Mac Jones made some throws, and the Patriots are going to be well-coached, and perhaps the Jets are not, and the Jets have a rookie quarterback, so those things factor in. But divisional game on the road, the Patriots aren't the Patriots of the recent vintage. I feel like the Pats will always get overvalued, especially now with the buzz around Mac Jones. Road game in division,
yeah,
favored by nearly a touchdown. That feels rich to me.
Yeah, Zach Wilson was highly touted more than Mac Jones. Shouldn't he get a little more respect than this?
It's the Pats thing. I mean, maybe that has a lot to do with the public money that just loves the Patriots. But the Patriots by 6 on the road is a big number as well. When we come back here on the DA Show, USC has an opening. Urban Meyer says he's not interested. Do we believe him? Next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.